Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Wilma.
I'm Jason Thompson.
I'm Calvin Baker.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I'm the only woman here, so maybe this idea is just going to fall flat. But I was thinking it'd be really cool that if I could have like a little earpiece that would actually give me the correct response, the thing I want my husband to say when I say something like, you know, what do you think of this color? You know, it, and he says, I don't care. You know, it would say, oh, it's a little blue, but maybe the green would look better with, I mean, you know, it would be the perfect husband piece. And then also it would let me translate also when I say, you know, do you want to go out? And he says, or help me translate what that really means.
A grunt translator.
And, a guy translator, a girl translator too. I mean, because we don't always say, you know, like, how you doing? Fine. You know, would translate that into, oh, you're angry. Tell you what to say. Oh, honey, it looks like you're angry. Did I get that right? You know, there's like a couples counselor, voice therapist in your ear, like giving you suggestions of a better way to respond to conversation. Not the thing you want to say, but the thing you should say.
Yeah.
So is it in the husband's ear to tell him what to tell you? Or is it in your ear to like make you think he said something better than what he actually said?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know.
Or both.
Don't you feel like it would almost be like when you get married, like you'd get like a sync up, like the husband would have something like in his throat, and then it would like track your emotions and your heart rate, and then like translate the best answer to your earpiece?
I don't know if throat is the best. She might have lost the picture. I think this is like the perfect, like the Google glasses, like the smart glasses. I always thought they're kind of stupid. There's not a good app for it.
So it's be like part of the marriage. You could put it on your list, you know, on your, are any of you guys married?
I am. Yep.
Oh,
I'm married. We've been together for 10 years.
Yeah, okay. Married 26 years and with her for 31.
Wow, I didn't realize you were that old.
50, yeah, just turned 50. Yeah.
Would that be useful? Would something that would like tell you the right thing to say, you know, what she wants to hear, you know, give you suggestions?
Would it lie? Or would it give the truth? Sometimes
no, it would be when she wants you to listen and you say, uh-huh, instead she wants you to say, oh, you're wondering if we should have like chicken or fish. And she says, do you want to have chicken or fish? And you say, I don't care. You really should be saying like fish or make a decision or I don't know. It's just it's a way somehow.
Like, what are you wanting to debate?
To like overcome. Okay. So you know how there's with AI, you know how you can get an AI partner?
Yeah,
right.
I've heard about it.
I mean, people have done this and they have like, you know, fallen in love with this person, quote unquote person, because the person always knows the right thing to say based on how you respond to it. So it's the ideal, you know, relationship because it's listening and figuring everything out. What the right thing to say is, how can you get a person that kind of technology?
So it's like your husband doesn't exist. It's like he's a flesh husk for the AI.
Right.
He just does whatever the AI says.
Yeah.
I love it. With the VR glasses on, you can actually see him the way you want to see him. You don't even have to be there.
Yeah. You could turn someone into like a famous person, you know?
You could. Yeah,
cover up the fat. Make it look thinner or whatever.
Yeah.
We could all be, oh, that's an interesting filter.
I was thinking though,
is there such a thing?
When you said like the what to want to eat, like if you had the AI and all that, keeping track of all the stuff that's been going on, like your shopping list, so then you would actually know what I should answer. Like, the, okay, I want fish because I know that we have fish, and I know also that there's going to be a sale. So, or, you know, whatever, but you can keep track of even, you know, sales that are going on. Okay, hey, we need to get eaten on this fish because it's about ready to expire and stuff like that.
Yeah, something that would help you take all the information that is put out there.
Yeah.
Like sales and weather and all the stuff that you can go online to get, but somehow that, well, shit, that already happens. I mean, when I say, you know, my feet hurt, I get Amazon already sends me ads about, you know, foot cream or whatever.
But this way your husband will know that maybe he should rub your feet.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Without you even telling.
That's weird.
Yeah. You know, I use this Restream. I use it to play poker with my buddies. And we were talking about Halloween, and I mentioned sexy nuns in the Restream, and I went on YouTube, and right on the top of my thing there was a sexy nun. I don't think I've seen a sexy nun in 15 years on YouTube, and it just popped up.
No way.
So you know what we should do? We should come up with like the weirdest topic and talk about it for like 2 minutes, and then I'll see if it shows up on my YouTube.
Yes.
I guess we were already talking about weird topics. Like VR glasses and weather gambling. So I'll see if gambling comes up on my YouTube because we talked about it for like 20 minutes. But yeah, it's just an aside. But I like to think of your app like, so when the connection was spotty, Kevin said something about putting it in the throat. I don't know about that, but detecting the heart rate of your partner, I think that would be cool. So if you both have smart glasses.
Yeah.
So if you both have smart glasses, they're looking at the emotions on your face. It's listening to your voice. Maybe, I don't know if it can get your heart rate from like pressing against the side of your head. That would be kind of cool. Let's say it can do that. So it can tell if your partner is angry. So if it's got all that info, it could show like, I don't know if you've ever seen like the IBM Watson thing where they show like options for like a trivia question, they show a percentage certainty of this answer versus this answer.
Yeah.
So the wife asks for dinner, like, what do you want for dinner, chicken or fish? And it can have a suggestion. We're 90% certain, like on the bottom of the husband's glasses, we're 90% certain she just wants you to pick something so you can get on with it. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That's maybe not the best example, but maybe if it's like a, do you want to go for Italian or do you want to order in? It might say, we're 70% sure she wants to go out. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to go in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm that.
She's hinting that she wants you to go out.
Yes. So whenever we have a decision to make, like I want to go see a movie or he wants to, you know, go fishing or whatever. We say, so 1 to 10, how much do you want this? You know, and if it's a really strong want, it's like a 9 or a 10. But if you really don't care, you know, it'd be more like a 4.
And like, that's what it's predicting and showing to the partner in their glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could also have like an alert, like you're just talking or your spouse walks in the door, doesn't say a word, but the look on their face, boom, boom, boom. She's angry. She's angry. He's angry. It could do that too.
You just asked her how she was and she said, fine. This is what you should say.
Alert, alert, alert.
Yeah, alert, alert. Not like, oh, you're fine. Oh, good. You know, and I'm going to go off or, you know. Sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say? What? I wasn't listening. Never say that.
But if you want, I was thinking too, if you want to like get rid of, trust the privacy issues, where then actually can keep track of your wife's day. And so you can start building up like maybe a meter on your reading on your end. And you go, oh boy, it's not looking good by the time I get home. So I better act accordingly. important than, you know, that.
So you know what's been going on all day. Maybe just her vitals.
Yeah,
that would help, yeah.
You know her vital. That way you know if she's...
Or just the different hormone levels with, because the wife, she's going through the menopause and all that stuff. So, that, I mean, that's
right.
Very vital. You know, should I not come in for a little bit or, you know, flowers?
How safe is it?
Yeah.
How mad is she by looking at her vitals? Just looking at your watch about her vitals.
Yeah.
It could have been taking her vitals all day when she was at work, yeah. Too. Like,
yes,
was
yes,
it a stressful
yes.
day?
Yes.
It knows.
Yeah, just keep yes. building up into like a meter, and then you can reset you, it.
Your okay, wife,
it. Yeah.
Your wife is at a 7. Buy flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that would send an automatic to FTD to deliver flowers.
Yeah, there you go. You got it all tied in.
Yeah.
And then the battery dies, and you just fight like angry squirrels, like rabid squirrels. Like, you're just so used to them just knowing what to say.
Yeah.
Like, the second it goes down, it's just chaos.
Who are you?
I don't know you anymore.
Oh, God. Sometimes I'll say, you know, I'll say something where he'll say, what have you done with my wife? You know, I'll say, like, I think I'll clean up the kitchen. You know, he'll say, what have you done with my wife? So it's kind of like that. Unrecognizable.
But yeah, so the idea started with just audio, and then we moved on to AR glasses. Any other thoughts with that? What do you think kids
like
and parents do? Teenagers?
Oh, teenagers. Yeah, because teenagers... How was school? Fine.
Yeah.
You know, what else is going on?
The problem might be, though, that the teenager wants to antagonize you by saying fine in a angry tone. So it might not work for teenagers. For couples, they just want peace for the most part. But parent yeah. to teen, it's like I don't know if this is a greatest example. It's like... if you're trying to help somebody with an addiction, they have to want to be cured. It's like for
yeah.
this, the teen has to want to get along with their parents for it to work. And they
sometimes
might not
they
want
just,
that.
That's the opposite of what they want.
Yeah.
Or it might be they want it. They want to suck up for a day before they ask for something. So they might use it once in a while, but not all the time.
Yeah. I love you, Mom. Can I get the car tomorrow?
But maybe it teaches them to not be that obvious about it.
You could have it kind of almost like a lie detector test where like it says, you know, hey, man, they're not telling the truth. So there could be that.
That's a bullshit meter.
Yeah, exactly.
And with a odds on it because it's not perfect.
Yep.
70% chance they're lying here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He just wants to go out because there's a football game going on and, you know, whatever. It keeps track of what's going on at school so you can keep, there's going to be a party after the football game. All right, well.
That's the thing. There's so much information out there that's available. You're talking about being able to act on and make choices and respond and live your life based on knowing all those other things that are happening. You know, like the football game or the fish is going bad or it's on sale or whatever. All you're just talking about, that's what AI can do, right? An AI person can pull all that together. Just be,
I see that as two separate things. So you've got the AI with the display. It does one thing is it's just analyzing the emotions of the other person.
Right.
Keeping track of that over time, like their patterns, like if they're angry at work, they tend to take it home, and it's detecting if they're angry at work. And so that's like one aspect, like what to say in conversation to this specific person. So it's not going out to the internet and finding out
right.
what the weather's going to be.
Right.
So it's just like one person to one person, just detecting patterns.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing. And then to me, it's like a separate thing. To like incorporate outside information, like
yes,
what's the expiration date of the fish? Yeah. Is it going to rain at the football game or whatever Jason said? I didn't quite hear it. I see that as, I guess they'd both be cool, but I see them as like almost two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess eventually if you had them both, you would have to meld them together and have one display of what to do if she asks for chicken or fish. So yeah, mm-hmm. like two inputs from two directions melded together, put on the glasses. Yeah.
That's why relationships are so hard.
Yeah.
All the translation.
Yeah.
Did you have a name for your invention with the relationship augmented reality helper, relationship helper?
I think it would be called I Get It.
It would be like,
now I get it, you know?
Now I get it.
I understand you. I hear you.
With the, is it I-E-Y-E? Because of the Ooh. Glasses? I get it.
That's pretty clever. That's pretty clever.
Yeah, Apple would show you if you just did the I.
Yeah, right. It's the I get it, right? It's the I, like,
or maybe that's where you make your money and sell it to Apple.
Yeah, right. It's the I get it, right? Yeah.
Everybody will have it.
Yeah, I honestly think that of all the augmented reality, like the reasons to get smart glasses, I think that would be the biggest one. Like, mm-hmm. because everything else, like, is it rainy? Like, you can just whip out your phone, but if it's like this real, if it's using a camera all the time to look at your partner's emotions, like, mm-hmm. you can't do that with a phone. You need a camera that's looking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If they had that, I'd buy them. I'm single right now, but for whatever relationship.
More married couples buying that as a pair and then maybe adding on to their kids later. But, yeah, definitely married couples would be buying them, I think, for sure.
Any shows you want to plug?
I'm doing Valhalla. The 11th, I'm doing something in Muskegon. It's supposed to be 20 minutes. First time trying to do 20 minutes, you got to do 20 minutes. Wow. And can't leave, otherwise they're going to hit you with baseball bats or whip ball bats, I'm told. Yeah, then the 29th is that Little Darlings. What are you doing? What do you got going up?
Oh, on club on Sunday in Ypsilanti. I'm doing the strip club thing on the 15th. Adesanya on the 16th. I'm doing a string of Grand Rapids shows, 2021-22. It'd be Garage Bar on Monday, Tip Top on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm doing the Kalamazoo Final Gravity.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.